Deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:43. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on this Tuesday. We're pleased to have with us somebody who is fresh to his job. It is new Emporia State Foundation CEO Jason Drummond with us this morning.
Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, as Jason is the new president and chief executive officer of the Emporia State University Foundation. And what started yesterday, huh?
First day on the job. Yeah, I'm back for a second day.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Jason, what really got you interested in what Emporia State has to offer with its foundation? And really, how long had you been maybe looking at a position change like this one that's unfolded now?
Well, that's a great question. I spent most of my career in higher ed. Kind of grew up in that. My father was a higher ed administrator, so it's kind of in my blood, the family business. And this presented a great opportunity for me to get back into something I feel passionate about and invest in the next generation of students and giving them an incredible experience. And Emporia State is something I've paid attention from afar from my days at the University of Central Missouri. And it was just a great opportunity. I was captivated by all the great stuff that President Hush is doing and the foundation and what they're doing coming off the largest philanthropic effort that the institution's had. So a lot of great things that have gone on, and looking forward to leaning in and to contribute in ways that they keep the momentum going forward.
Before we get into the higher education aspect of things here, Jason, talk about your time as the CEO of Down Syndrome Innovations Incorporated.
Yeah, it was something that I didn't know anything about when I accepted the job, and it turned out 7 years later, to this point, it's been the highest professional honor of my career to be able to serve the community of people with Down syndrome and other intellectual and development disabilities. And we were able to assemble an incredible team to deeply serve the community in Kansas City. So it was tough to leave, for sure, but they're going to go on to do some incredible things, and I just am certainly happy to be in the position I'm in and getting ready to do some great things at Emporia State.
What are some of the different things that you take from your prior stops, whether it's DSI, whether it's Mid-American Nazarene, Central Missouri, Freeman Health Systems, and bring to Emporia State University, whether it's, say, from the fundraising approach or maybe just your organizational structure?
Sure. Leadership matters. I've been blessed to be around some incredible leaders, both volunteer leaders at different boards as well as institutional leaders, having a vision, building a culture where everybody can contribute is deeply personal to me. I'm a fundamental believer that everybody has talents, and being able to discover those talents, walk that journey with colleagues and teammates, and develop that talent to really support the institution in the highest and greatest use. So, culture, leadership, teamwork, having fun is important, and, creating great places for people to work and thrive.
Any basics? I know we're just very early in the game here, Jason, but as far as strategic visions, when you're in the big-time fundraising game here, any kind of specific strategies that you carry with you?
Yeah, we have to continue to invest deeply in the university and the student experience, and the foundation's done a remarkable job of doing that over many, many years. And higher education is really important to the American fabric. It's going through changes. It's evolving quickly, value propositions and things like that. So, collectively, the team at Emporia State that I've been fortunate to get acquainted with over the last few weeks is deeply committed to doing that. And our vision at the foundation, as you know, on day two of the job, is to continue to invest more and more resources into the university to the fullest extent we possibly can.
Again, Jason Drummond joining us, just joining Emporia State University as the new ESU Foundation CEO. So, Jason, I know this may well be an unfair question, but that hasn't stopped me before. Where is Emporia State Foundation, from your perspective, as far as its positioning now to help Emporia State University and its students here down the road? How do you see Emporia State positioned, and how do you see maybe some, at least maybe initial adjustments to even hone that further?
Yeah, we're positioned well. We obviously we can continue to grow that position. It's about investing the resources that donors have entrusted us to further benefit the university. I haven't worked at a place yet that has enough money to do everything they want, and so you know, I would say the same would be true here. So it's about, you know, continuing to make really wise decisions. Talking to people, engaging a lot of people in the overall vision of the university, and continuing to improve the position. The position changes every year. You know, it's you know, the board has done an incredible job of stewarding the assets of the foundation, and you know, staff has done a marvelous job of securing the resources, and that job has to continue.
Well, raising money is never easy, and Jason, Emporia State has been going through some remissioning, revisioning, and there's a lot of dirt being turned on campus, too, and a lot of scholarships have been added to Emporia State University, many scholarships, making this a very attractive place, an affordable place to get an education. Was that attractive to you?
That's really cool. It's you know, to see the vibrancy of you know, heavy equipment on campus and new buildings and you know, students being on a college campus. There's nothing like it. You know, to see the vibrancy of the youth really discovering themselves and, you know, creating a path forward. So there's a lot of attractive reasons to be at Emporia State, and those are a couple of them that you just mentioned.
You know, Jason, one of the things I think that a lot of people think of when it comes to fundraising is developing relationships. How is, at least as you see things now, how is maybe developing relationships towards a fundraising goal, or, you know, whether it's stated or not, how is it similar or different from the other locations where you've really been involved in fundraising to a large degree?
Well, developing relationships are at the core of fundraising. You know, people ultimately are given through people to support something that's most important to them philanthropically. And so to be able to go out and develop relationships over the course of my career has been a real hallmark, and I'm not any different than any person in fundraising development. You know, relationships are paramount to the work that we do. Trust is paramount to the work that we do, and being able to share that journey with people who really want to invest in the university, regardless of the size or amount of the gift, is what will ultimately make or break institutions who have fundraising as one of their responsibilities.
Well, Jason, congratulations on your appointment, on the position. Started just yesterday. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us here. We will be in touch, and best of luck on the Emporia State University Foundation's mission.
All right. Sounds good, Chuck and Ron. I appreciate what you guys do for the community and look forward to connecting soon.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Be well.
Yeah, Jason Drummond, who is the new Emporia State University Foundation CEO and president. Chuck?
All right. If you want to let you know here what's coming up tomorrow here on our airwaves, we will.